Welcome to week four of the saga, marathon, whatever you want to call it. That is Avodas Karka, working the land during Shemitah. This is four of four. If I don't finish everything that I have planned for today, then I'll just have to record an extra bit and send out a link. It's time that Rav Sammy had a chance to give a Chorav Zman Shir. Hard to believe it. The last time was Elul Zman.
Can I ask just a quick general question before we start? With all the different laws of plowing and this and that, do we have, or is each one in a box and Shemitah in a box in Shabbos, or do we ever use one with the other?
Good question. We're going to come back to that in Shir. So thank you for the segue. I'm not quite up to that yet, but I'm going to note that issue. It came up once briefly already, and it's going to come up again. It came up briefly when we discussed the question of the definition of Choresh. I'm sorry, of Choresh / Zoreya, and we talked about the Menchas Chinuch taking the laws of Shabbos, Kilayim, and Shemitah and merging them, and we're going to do the same thing, today. So the answer is we've done it before, and we're going to do it again. Okay, so we talked about the Avos and Toldos, and we talked about Zoreya and Kotzer, and we're dealing now with Choresh. And last week what we tried to do was distinguish between Choresh, an act of plowing, and Ma'adir, hoeing and digging holes as well, digging holes being something that's generally permitted, hoeing and plowing being problematic. And we gave certain definitions which are going to come back to either haunt us or help us today when we talked about this. And first of all, one of the things that we noted is that that context basically is everything. The shape of the hole you're digging, the tool you're using, the space in which you're digging the hole, what you do with the soil, is there water coming into the hole afterwards intentionally? All of those things will affect whether what we're talking about is considered to be digging a hole, or whether we view it as plowing. The practical differences, again, were the permissibility of digging holes, as well as the concern that it might look like plowing when it's not. But let's launch into new material, because there's a lot of it. This year is dedicated with the following gifts from our Day of Giving in July. David Noach Spiegel, Sam Strasser, and Ari and Naomi Tenenbaum. So thank you very much. So what I want to start with is the question of watering and whether watering is considered Choresh or Zoreya. And after that, deal with the question of whether Choresh is biblical or rabbinic and whether it has Malkos. Those are the issues. This should be pretty quick. So is watering Choresh or Zoreya? Is it plowing or is it sowing seeds? So if I call it Choresh, then we expand liability for watering during Shemitah. And that's really why we're asking this question. If calling watering Choresh means, number one, that I'm liable even if I use water that doesn't help plants to grow, right? Remember, we drew the distinction, which we're going to come back to momentarily, saying that Choresh is about working the soil, making the soil able to nourish plants, whereas Zoreya is helping plants to grow. So if I use water that doesn't help plants to grow but has a salutary effect on the soil, that is still called Choresh. That's number one. Number two, what if I water the ground when there are no seeds present? So it's not Zoreya, I'm not helping seeds to grow, but it could well be Choresh. So it matters whether I call watering plowing or whether I call watering sowing seeds. Jeffrey noted in an email anticipating the shiur another nafkamina lahalacha, which is if somebody has experience watering and he wants to send his resume, can he write that he has plowing experience on the resume? So this would also seem to hinge on our discussion. So you might think it obvious that that watering is Zoreya, right? I might think it obvious because you go back to the discussion that we had about the definition of plowing based on the Yerushalmi and Shabbos. If you take a look at source Aleph, I bolded the key lines for you where the Yerushalmi said, after mentioning Charisha is one of the Avos for Shabbos, Tani Revichia, Chofar Charatz Noatz Toldos LaHacharisha. Digging a hole, digging some kind of a ditch, stabbing something into the ground, those are all Toldos of plowing. L'chol davar shehu lahanoyas karka chayav mishum choresh. If you're benefiting the land, you're improving the land, that is plowing. Whereas the next bolded line, called davar shaya mavchil es haperos, anything that is going to cause the produce to develop, chayav mishum zaraya, that is called seeding. And of course we noticed what I bolded there, which is mashke, offering water to it, irrigating, is listed under zoreya. That's what the Rishalmi said. So based on that, I would have said, okay, so watering is clearly zoreya, is sowing seeds. However, the Gemara in Mo'ikata and Beis Amud Beis, which I brought you in source base, has a machlokas between Rava and Rabbi Yosef regarding how to perceive watering. Itmar, we learned. Hamenakesh v'amashke mayim lizroim b'shabas mishum mayim asrin on bay. If someone is going to be menakesh, menakesh we assume is pulling up weeds, the grasses that you don't want there. Mashke mayim lizroim, if you irrigate seeds on Shabbos, so what exactly, which malacha would you be doing? Practical application is when they give you a warning about what you're doing, they have to give you the right warning. So are they warning you about choresh or zareya? Rabba amar mishum choresh. So Rabba says, that's plowing. Rabbi Yosef amar mishum zareya. And Rabbi Yosef says, no, that's planting seeds. Why would it be choresh? Because you're softening up the ground to enable planting. Why would it be zareya? Because it leads to plants growing. So Rabba says, you know, I think I am right, because Darko Shel Choresh LaPuyei Ara, he says, plowing softens the ground, so that's what you're doing with your watering. Rabbi Yosef says, I'm right, because when you sow seeds, you're helping fruit to grow, and that's what you're doing via watering. Abaye says to Rabba, I don't understand you, and I don't understand Rabbi Yosef either. I don't understand you because you can't tell me it's just softening the ground and not helping plants to grow. And I don't understand Rabbi Yosef, because you can't tell me it's just helping plants to grow, and it's not softening the ground. Further, he quotes you Rav Kahana. Vama Rav Kahana, zomer v'tzarech le'etzim chayiv shtayim. He says, Rav Kahana says, if I'm dealing with a tree, and I don't want to invade Rav Sammy's territory when he talks about zomer, but if I prune branches from a tree, and I want the branches for myself, for my own use, chayiv shtayim, I'm liable twice. Once for notea, I'm helping the tree to grow by removing these branches, and v'achas mishum kotzer, I'm also harvesting branches. So he says, Rav Kahana thinks you could be liable for both. So Abaye says, Rabba, you should be mentioning Rabbi Yosef's concern. Rabbi Yosef, you should be mentioning Rabba's concern. He's a peacemaker, Abaye. He says, yeah, realistically, we should follow both views, right? Put them as a slanted way and satisfy neither one. He says, I think that we should actually be doing both views. And the Gemara says, Kasha, that's a good question, the Rav Kahana one. Worth noting, Tosfos takes out the word Kasha. He says, it's not a Kasha. Amoraim are entitled to disagree with other Amoraim. Rab and Rabbi Yosef could say back to Abaye, that's nice that Rav Kahana said that. Okay, we still keep our shita. We don't have to change anything. It's not kasha. The Chazon Ish says, I think I can actually square the circle. I can make the Amorayim agree. It's the Chazon Ish in Yudches Aleph. He says, I grant you that Tosfos thinks that they disagree with Rav Kahana, and that's a straight read of the Gemara. However, he says, Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim, when you're pruning the branches from the tree, that's more of a double action, in that it affects what you removed, the branches, and it affects what's left behind, the trees. Two separate entities. Whereas weeding and watering, you're working on basically the same thing. I think that's an interesting argument the Chazon Ish is making. I bolded it for you in Gimel. You can see it very clearly. He says, by the Zomer case, hasam mirshav tfei beiz masios. That's more like two different actions. Whereas here, menake shumash gemayim hein tfei maisa achas. Here it's really one. My only answer to that is, really? Is that really true? I'm a little surprised not to see Rav Sammy looking skeptical, because usually he looks skeptical when I would quote something like this. But nonetheless, that's not really... I'm sorry?
I thought it was a hillock.
Okay. The Gemara then has an interlude regarding Kilayim, which we don't need right now. We may come back to it as part of our Mechapa discussion a little bit later on. But the bottom line at this point is, you have a Gemara Mo'ikatan in which different views are presented as to whether watering is viewed as plowing because you soften the ground, or is it viewed as zareya because it's helping things grow. So the Gemara then asks, after it's done with its kilayim discussion, Tnan, we're towards the bottom of source base, We have a Mishnah regarding irrigation. Mashkin beis hashlachin b'moed u'bishviyas. You are allowed to irrigate certain fields, an irrigated field specifically, a field that relies on irrigation during Shemitah. So the Gemara says, I understand chol ha'moed, you'll allow it. A lot of strain involved, that's why you shouldn't do it. But to prevent loss, you'll be allowed to do it. But he says, Shemitah, either it's Zoreya or it's Choresh, you shouldn't be allowed to water during Shemitah. So Abaye's answer, we've seen already multiple times this year, Abaye says, it's talking about Shemitah nowadays. So Shemitah nowadays is Derabanan, and therefore we will be lenient in this case. We can take care of that issue. And Rava gives me a different answer. Rava says, Afilu temer Rabanan avos asarachmana vlados. Vlados? Did I take out the tough, or was that tough really gone? Did I just not notice that until now? Told us Lawasa Rahmana. That's interesting. So Rava's answer is that only the avos are prohibited, the toldos are not prohibited. Rava must believe that watering is a tolda of Zoreya. Right? With Abaye's answer, watering could be Choresh, watering could be Zoreya. However, within Rava's answer, watering must be a tolda of Zoreya. Why? Why do I say that? The Gemara didn't say that. Why do I say that? Yes, for Sammy.
It doesn't really talk about Choresh
in the Pasuk. It doesn't have Choresh in the Pasuk. Choresh doesn't have toldos. Right?
Right?
We have two avos, Zoreya and Kotzer. We have two toldos, Botzer and Zomer. There is no such thing as a tolda of Choresh. So if the answer that Rava is giving is the Torah prohibits avos, the Torah does not prohibit toldos, right? He must believe that that watering is a tolda of Zoreya, otherwise it doesn't make any sense in this conversation. So Rava must mean that watering is a tolda of Zoreya. So now I come back to Jeffrey's question from before. Hopefully the fact that your video is off doesn't mean you're gone. The Chazon Ish in Zeram, Yudches Beis.
Still here.
Great, thank you. Applies the debate that the Gemara has regarding Shabbos, the discussion that we had back in that Yerushalmi. He ports that discussion over to Kilayim as well as to Shemitah and says, of course you can apply it from one to the other to the other. So he takes it as a given that they work together. So what I have at this point is Rava saying that watering is Choresh, Rav Yosef saying that watering is Zoreya, Abaye going either way, and Rava going towards Zoreya. Poskim seem clear when you're dealing with Hilchos Shabbos that it is Zoreya, until they stop being clear. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, I brought it for you in Source Dalit, says, Hamashka tzmachin ve'ilanos b'Shabbos. If you water plants on Shabbos, Hareza tolda Zoreya. That's a tolda of Zoreya. I am with Rabbi Yosef, I am with Rava, it is Zoreya. And remember, go back to the practical applications I mentioned in the beginning. We can leave the resume one out. Okay, we'll just talk about the other two. Number one, you say it's Zoreya. That means if I use water that doesn't help plants to grow, I haven't violated Shabbos, certainly on a biblical level. If I water ground without seeds there, I haven't violated Shabbos, certainly not on a biblical level. Marisayan discussions or something else. But that's what the Rambam is saying. And the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Vav Gimel, in Source Hay, talks about people who eat outside on Shabbos, and he says, don't wash your hands over the grass. You're not allowed to do that. But he says, mutter, he says, you're allowed, lahatil behemei raglayim o sha'ar mashkin she'ena matzmichim, you'd be allowed to use liquids that doesn't help things grow. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch says, it's Zoreya. Zoreya won't apply if you're dealing with something that won't help them to grow. However, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Source Vav. You're liable for Zoreya because you are helping the thing to grow. But guess what? It's also an issue of choresh, of plowing, shamarpia karka aydei alichluach, because you are softening up the earth. So he brings choresh back into the discussion. This is classic Mishnah Berurah, right? I have two different views. Everybody until now said we're concerned for one view. Yeah, but there is a second view you should be concerned for, says the Chafetz Chaim. And so he says you have that concern as well. In the Shara Tzion, he notes the machlokes Rishonim and Achronim about whether in fact it is also choresh, and he notes that if it's choresh, as I said before, then watering is prohibited even in the absence of seeds. That would be a concern, as we pointed out in our nafkamina in the beginning. The Chazon Ish says it's both. He's a Rav Kahanaite, I suppose, in some sense. The Chazon Ish says, I have news for you. It's both. It depends on context. So I brought it for you in Source Ches. And I tabled it at the end of Source Ches because I felt like the way he presented it was a little bit confusing. So I felt like there was an easier way to align it. But he says, "Debesadah omedes lacharisha, if the field is ready for plowing, by which we mean there are no seeds." Okay, we talked about in the very beginning of this set of shiurim whether it's plowing after there are seeds. Also, he's talking about plowing when there are no seeds. So he says, everybody will agree, dechayev mishum choresh, then watering is plowing, kevan de'inkan zorea, because there are no seeds, you're not sowing seeds. Miu b'mashkin hasorfin es hazroim, if you have liquid that's bad for the seeds, and one of the assumptions that many achronim make is that we're including in this if somebody relieves himself in the field, that this is not good for the seeds. So im ein bohen mishum zorea, ein bohen gam mishum choresh. So he says, if there's no issue of zorea, this is a chiddush, Shel Chazon Ish. He says, if there's no issue here of zoreya, because it's not good for the seeds, it's also not choresh. It's also not plowing. Why? Deripoy ara hainu masha misarev hamayim ba'ara, ve'iruv shel davar akashalo ein derech harisha bekach. Because he says, that's not how you plow. You don't soften up the earth to make it easier to plant things by putting in something that's going to be damaging to the seeds. He says that's why the Rishonim permitted relieving oneself out in the field. Because he says, not only is it not Zareya, it's not Choresh either. So argues the Chazon Ish. He says, it's not that we rejected watering being Choresh in general, it's rejected here from being Choresh. That's the Chazon Ish's Chiddush. I thought that was a really remarkable idea. And then he goes on to say that miu besadish ein zruya adayin, if the field is not planted at all, ein, I believe memresh is mayim rayim, mazik kol kach, ve'efshir demoa v'chashiv choresh. There it's mayim rishonim, and he believes that mayim rishonim have ruach ra on them. May raglayim, right. That makes a lot more sense. You're right. Okay. Ein may raglayim. Mazik kol kach. So he says, it's not going to cause such harm, and it may even help the, if you don't have seeds there, and it's just about softening the earth, so it could be considered choresh. You're only going to permit it if the field is actually planted. So to look, jump down to my summary. He goes on to a side note about relieving oneself in a field that's not directly germane here. But his point is this. If there are no seeds, it's choresh. Whether it's good for it or bad for it doesn't matter. If there are seeds and it's good for it, then it's zoreya. And if there are seeds and it's not good for it, it's bad for it, then it's nothing. That's the upshot. Interestingly, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Derech Emunah says that the Chazon Ish was makbid about water from washing the floor during Shemitah. If you take a look at Source Tes, where he says, Ashotev haritzba b'mir peset, when they would wash the floor out on the porch, b'amayim zormim derech hamarzev lagina, and the water is draining into the garden, im hamayim lalo chomrein dikui, if it didn't have cleaning agents in the water, yesh lahakpid shalo yizrimu hamayim lagina afshein miskavin lakach. Don't let the water run into the garden. Right? If the water is just water, so don't let it run into the garden. That makes sense. Right? Because either there are no seeds and it's choresh, or there are seeds and it's zoreya. And he goes on to say, also, if you have the air conditioner running, don't let the water drip in a place where there are seeds, apparently believing that water is okay for the seeds. But if there is soap in it, right? If you have cleaning agents in the water, he's okay with it running on the ground. Why is he okay with it running on the ground? So either there were seeds present, and therefore the soap is not derech charisha, and it's not zriya because it's bad for the plants, or he didn't hold from his chiddush here, and therefore he was mekel. Those are your two options. But I'm assuming it was a garden, and there were plants there, and that's why he was okay with it. There's actually a lot more to be said about watering, especially in terms of defining beis hashlachin. There's a Mishnah in Perek Beis in Shviyas that permits marbitzin, but it's not for this shir. If you want, I did take a look in Rav Rimon, in his English edition, pages 195 to 200. He talks more about marbitzin and applications of that for people in modern Shemitah. But what I wanted us to get from this conversation about watering is, initially it sounds like watering is Zoreya. All the evidence is on the side that it's going to be Zoreya for Shabbos and therefore for Shemitah as well. And then we resurrect the idea of Choresh, the idea that it's plowing as well. The Chazon Ish has to come up with a Chiddush then. Why is it that they allowed people to relieve themselves in the field? And his answer for that is because if it's bad for the seeds, then it's not even considered Choresh. But generally, he says, we are makbid for both, and therefore the only time you would be allowed during Shemitah to pour out water in the field would be if it's bad for the plants, and there are plants present. That's all he's going to allow. Yes, Jeffrey.
So we haven't seen anything though where we're using the definition of Shemitah for Shabbos or vice versa.
No, the Chazon Ish pulled the Shabbos discussion and said this applies to Shemitah. That's exactly what he did. Yeah.
What about the Mishnah Berurah? Where in the Mishnah Berurah, we don't know where he's getting that from.
Well, the Mishnah Berurah is in Hilchos Shabbos. He's getting it straight out of the Yerushalmi that we saw. Sorry? The Mishnah Berurah didn't discuss Shemitah.
No, but I'm saying, like, is he using it? Like, we don't know where...
No, he got his view from that very first Yerushalmi that we looked at in Source Aleph.
Okay.
As well as, frankly, the Moikatan discussion, which also talked about which Malacha it is for Shabbos. Yeah. Everyone seems to be freely going back and forth. Rabbi Yaris, you were going to say?
No.
Okay. So, let's go weiter. Choresh, plowing, biblical or rabbinic? Take a vote. The Gemara seems to say that Choresh is deoraisa. There is one source that you could interpret to say that it's derabanan, and that's the discussion of Abos and Toldos, right? In Source Yud, I brought that back for you. Tanan Mashkin Beis Hashlach Mavoid Ubishvias. You're allowed to water the irrigated field in Chol HaMoed and in Shemitah. And they asked again, why are you going to be allowed to do it in Chol HaMoed? Well, it's only an issue of strain and Seda, and you're suffering loss. Fine. What about Shemitah? Abai answered, Shemitah bizman hazeh is derabanan, as we've seen. And Rava says, afilu tema rabanan, avos asa rachmana, toldos lo asa rachmana. The Torah only prohibited avos, dichsiv dot dot dot. And from that, we get the idea that we have avos and toldos, but only very specific ones. Specifically, what do we have? I didn't bring it here. I really should have brought the rest of the Gemara. As we've said before, it's Zoreya, it's Kotzer, and it's Botzer, and it's Zomer. That's your set. Sowing seeds and harvesting are your Avos, and harvesting the grapes as well as pruning the trees, those are your Toldos, and Choresh is not on the list. So the exclusion from the list of Avos and Toldos is the basis for saying that Choresh is somehow not biblical. However, we have sources to indeed indicate that it is biblical. Just looking at one note on my sheet, I want to make sure that I said this correctly. All right, so I'll have to add it in as we go along. Okay. All right, just remembered something was missing. So we have four key sources that indicate that Choresh is indeed biblical in Shemitah. Your first stop is Source Yud Aleph. Sheshes yamim tavod bayom ha-shvi'i tishbos. You shall work for 6 days, and on the seventh day you shall halt. Becharish uvakatsir tishbos. And you shall halt plowing, and you shall halt harvesting. So there's an apparent problem with this pasuk, right? You have three problems with this pasuk. What should bother us as we read this pasuk? What doesn't work about this pasuk?
Why does Harish and Petzir?
Right. I have a whole bunch of malachos of Shabbos. Right. We even say lo sasecha malacha. We have the fact that the Torah specifically says lo svaru eish, don't light a fire on Shabbos, and we have a whole discussion: is that to teach me that lighting a fire is only a lo sase? Is it to teach me separate liability for each malacha? Lachalik liatzis, lalav liatzis. What happened here? Why did you single out don't plow and don't harvest? That's one problem with this pasuk. What else? I don't need this pasuk for Shemitah either. We know, Sheish Shanim Tizra Sadecha, Sheish Shanim Tizmor Kamecha, V'yasav Toas V'vasav, Ashri Is Tishmetenu Tashta. 6 years, you do your malacha, and the seventh year, you stop. That's it. It's certainly a problem to say it relates to Shemitah, because the Pasuk began with Sheish Es Yamim Tav, Udva Yom Ashri Tishpos. 6 days, seventh day. Why in the world would you ever think to apply this to Shemitah? The Ritva has a very interesting take, which Reb Chaim will appreciate since he's doing Daniel. If you take a look at Source Yud Beis, he quotes Rav Meir Alevi, who says the whole pasuk is about Shemitah, and when the Torah says Yamim, it means years. Right? The whole discussion about Yamim Awasor with Rivka is coming up in the Parsha in a couple of weeks. The Yamim being a year. But he says, Ve'ein ze nachon be'einai. The Ritva says, I only quoted this to amuse you. This is not correct. Why? Because he says, Da'avagav dechsev dekasav kar yamim b'mkom shana. He is granted that there are places where the Torah uses the word yom, and it means year, and he quotes you a couple of them, one of them being the Rivka one. Ava kasheyesha minyan kach v'kach, o b'yom kach v'kach, lo karilu yamim. It doesn't use the word yom when it mentions a number of units. When it says 7 days, that means 7 days. V'lo kamar yom ploni b'mkom shana ploni. It doesn't say yom x when it means shana x. And he says, "V'listom chazon amar hamalach leDaniel yamim elef." When Daniel expresses his count for how long it's going to be until the end of their suffering and so on, and until the time of Mashiach, Chias Hamesim, whatever it is that he's predicting in Perak Yud Beis, he says he's not saying years as yamim, because yamim means years. He's doing it because he was commanded by the malach to make his nevuah indecipherable, and he succeeded, as anyone who's ever learned Daniel knows. He did a really, really good job. So don't tell me that yamim means years. So what do I do with this pasuk? This pasuk shouldn't mean Shabbos, because I already know malachos arasar on Shabbos, and I didn't need you to specify charish and katzir. It doesn't mean Shemitah, because it says days, and because I already knew the malachas were usher in Shemitah. So we have two explanations brought for this in the Mishnayos and Gemara. The first approach, which is the Tanakhama in the Mishnah and Shviyas Aleph Dalid, it is also the anonymous view in the Yerushalmi, Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph in Shviyas, and it's Rabbi Akiva in Moed Katan, and I chose to bring him in Source Yud Gimel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Tzarech Lamar Charish B'Katzir Shal Shviyas, Shrei Kver Ne'amar Sad Chalosiz V'Vacham Chalosiz Mor. He says, I don't need it to teach me don't plow, don't harvest in Shemitah. I have a pasuk for that. It's talking about not plowing before Shemitah to enable growth in Shemitah. It's talking about not harvesting after Shemitah whatever grew in Shemitah. That is Rabbi Akiva's approach. It's also in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yishmael says, I'll give you a different answer. He agrees with the problem, but he says the answer is this. Plowing and harvesting are fundamentally different. There is such a thing as harvesting that is for a mitzvah. There is no such thing as plowing that is for a mitzvah, he says. So therefore, what it's trying to teach me is that just like I am not supposed to harvest for my own sake, so too I'm not supposed to plow to, just like I'm not supposed to plow for my own sake, so too I'm not supposed to harvest for my own sake. What he did not say is when it is that I'm not supposed to do this. Most read this line to assume that he's talking about Shabbos. What he's saying is, just like on Shabbos, I am not allowed to plow for my own sake, so too I'm not allowed to harvest for my own sake, but I am allowed to harvest for the Omer on Shabbos. That's the way most take it. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Derech Emunah in his Biur Halacha quotes an idea that the Rambam actually believes Rabbi Yishmael was applying this to Shemitah. to Omer in Shemitah. Take a look at the Derech Emunah Bir Halacha Aleph Aleph, and you'll see the discussion there. But the idea here is that Bechor Sheba Katzir Tishbos, according to Rabbi Akiva, is about before Shemitah, after Shemitah. And Rabbi Yishmael says it's actually a completely different lesson. It's about permitting Omer, cutting the Omer, either on Shabbos or in Shemitah. The Rambam is actually going to resurrect this pasuk for plowing in Shemitah, and we'll come back to that. But here is the point. Go back to that Rabbi Akiva that we just cited. Rabbi Akiva said, I didn't need this pasuk to tell me about plowing during Shemitah. Why not? What did he say? Why don't I need this pasuk to teach me about plowing during Shemitah? Hello?
Because
I know it already. Because I know it already from a different pasuk. Sadchalos Isra. Rabbi Akiva says you don't need Bechor Sheba Katzir Tishbos to teach you that plowing is usur in Shemitah because you already know it. That must mean I already know it midi'oraisa. Right? That doesn't make any sense otherwise. So Rabbi Akiva says that I know it from the pasuk of Sheish Shanim Tizra Sadecha v'Sheish Shanim Tizmor Kamecha. I already, or Sadcha lo Sizra v'Kamecha lo Sizmor, I should say. So, I now have sources saying that it is Del Raisa. Number one, I have a Pasuk B'Chor Sheba Katzir Tishbos, which I would love to apply to Shemitah. The notwithstanding the problems that Tanoim have just pointed out. Number two, I have Rabbi Akiva, who says explicitly it's prohibited under a different Pasuk. Further, I have the Gemara in Moed Katan, which I brought you here in source Yud Dalid, which talks about Malkos for plowing in Shemitah. Itmar, Hachorish Bishvias, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar from Achlokes. Chad Amar Loke, Vachad Amar Enoloke. One says Malkos for plowing in Shemitah, and one says no Malkos for plowing in Shemitah. We'll talk more about the Malkos later on, I hope. But the Gemara then tries to explain the Machlokes, and it gives two explanations for the Machlokes. I'm not taking you through this Gemara already. Again, you've seen it already. But Rabbi Ovin quotes Rabbi Yilah saying it's about how I do my klal and prat. And that's explanation number one, klal prat klal, what if it's an assay, a lav and an assay. The second approach says that it's a debate about whether we say Betzira and Zmira were already included in Zriya and Katsira, and were they singled out, say they receive Malkos, other things don't receive Malkos. But both of them assume it's De'oraisa. Neither explanation says the reason there are no Malkos is because this is a De'rabanan. That's not on the agenda. They are very comfortable with the idea that it is a De'oraisa. And further, along comes Rav Dimi from Eretz Yisrael. Flip the page. Rav Dimi, Omar, Yochol Yokala Tosefes, V'nasiv LaTalmud LePtura. Rav Dimi quotes a lesson that he heard in Eretz Yisrael that he doesn't understand. The lesson went, I would have thought there would be lashes for the addition, and the Gemara deduces that there are none. And Rav Dimi says, I don't know what this means. So Rabbi Lazar says, I'll tell you what it means. It's talking about plowing during Shemitah. And plowing is called Tosefes. It's an added thing because it's not explicitly in the Pasuk. That's what he says it is. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Tosefes means the time preceding Shemitah is what it's talking about. That's Tosefes. But again, either way, they don't object to the idea that plowing is, in fact, a de'oraisa. No one says that. That's another source supporting the idea that it's a de'oraisa. And then finally, the last major source is the Mishnah in Source Tesvav. The Mishnah that we're going to refer to a couple of times in Shir says that you could plow one furrow and be liable 8 times. Do not try this at home. Do not try this in your field. Do not try this at all. You could be liable 8 times for one act of plowing. So some of us have never plowed anything and don't really have any prospects for continuing to plow. So maybe this is the one time you want to plow just to be an illustration. But the deal is you plow with ox and donkey, so that's kilayim. They're dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash. You are now having hanah from Beis HaMikdash. By the way, it was also kilayim in a vineyard, and it was on Yom Tov, and also it was a place where there was tumah and you were a kohen and a nazir. And by the way, the word I bolded, it's in Shemitah. That's how you end up being liable. You get 8 different sets of malkos. New, How did that happen unless plowing in Shemitah is a Deoraisa? There is also one other possibility. This is what I thought I had included in my notes, and I realized that I didn't, which is not against these sources that we brought here, but just worth noting, and that's the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai inference, meaning that we say that you're not allowed to plow before Shemitah begins, right? We mentioned that already before. And there is a view, which we are going to come back to later, which says that that's Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, that you're not allowed to plow, right? The Esther, it's really the other way around. I'll say it now. We're going to come back to it in a bit. What we say is this. The Gemara is in a few different places. It says that there are three halachos that are Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai that it groups together, right? One of them is Arava, right? Hoshanos, Hoshana Rava. Another one is Nisuch Hamayim, pouring water on the Mizbeach, Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And the other one is Esther Netios, the rule that says you're allowed to plow a field before Shemitah if it has 10 trees in it. Well, if I have a Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai that I need in order to teach me that I'm allowed to plow for trees before Shemitah, therefore, I have to conclude that I also know that you're not allowed to plow otherwise before Shemitah, right? Otherwise, why did you need a Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai to permit it? And if it's true that I have a Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai that says I'm not allowed to plow before Shemitah, how much more so during Shemitah? Right? It would make no sense to say you're not allowed to plow for the month before Shemitah, but come Shemitah, you can do whatever you like. Dig up the whole field. Go ahead. That doesn't make any sense. So therefore, we can infer it from that Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. That's another reason to argue that it's De'oraisa. And indeed, most Rishonim say that it's De'oraisa. So the Rosh Mishantz says that it's De'oraisa. I brought it for you in Source Tezayin, where he says it explicitly. He has it in comments to the first Mishnah in Shviyas, and then again the Perek Beis Mishnah Beis, which is the one I brought, in which he's trying to discuss why you're allowed to plow pre-Shemitah. And he says, Af agav decharisha de'oraisa hi. Even though plowing is biblical and you should have prohibited it during Shemitah, and then he goes on. The Tosfos says that it's de'oraisa in a few different places. I only brought you one, the Tosfos from Gittin, where he's talking about the issue of nitaiva. If you were metayev, a field during Shemitah. And he says, Rashi says that this tiyuv practice is applying manure to the field. And Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, it's referring to plowing. And Tosfos says, dehavi de'oraisa. It refers to plowing, which is biblically prohibited. So Tosfos says that it's also a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Nun Amid Beis, Umashkin, Tosfos Gittin Mem Dalet Amid Beis, Nitaiva has it as well there. The Ritva in Moikat and Beis Amid Beis says flat that it's De'oraisa. So the one who's really unclear, aside from the Rambam, because everything always comes back to the Rambam, but the one who's unclear a bit is the Ramban. The Derech Emunah Aleph Aleph Vav notes that the Ramban on Chumash says explicitly that it's de'oraisa. Take a look at Source Yud Ches, at the words I bolded, lo huzharnu min ha-Torah ela al charisha uzriya. Right? The Torah explicitly, the Ramban explicitly says that the Torah says that it's an issue. However, the Ramban in Makos, dealing with this case that we mentioned before, the case of plowing and being liable eight times for one act of plowing, including in Shemitah. So the Ramban asks why the Gemara in Makos there on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis lists mechape, covering up seeds, under Zoreya, and doesn't list it as plowing. Right? This is a separate question. He wants to know, the Gemara in Makos talks about covering seeds on Shabbos. And it says that that's Zoreya. Instead of saying, I think it was Shabbos he's talking about. He says it's Zoreya instead of saying it's Choresh. And the Ramban offers as an answer that this is in accordance with the view that plowing is actually, it's Shemitah, it's not a Shabbos, it's a Shemitah discussion. This is according to the view that plowing in Shemitah is Dirabanan. That's what he says. The Ika da Amar, Bereish Moikatan, the Chorish B'Shemiyas, Eino Loke, Umi Dirabanan, who? It's only a Dirabanan. That's why they had to say it's not Chorish. And in fact, the Shaar HaMelech, on Shemitah V'Yoval Aleph Aleph, quotes the Ramban as ruling that it's rabbinic. I have to admit being skeptical, because I think if you read that Ramban carefully, it's not so clear that he holds that way. He's just saying that somebody held that way. But the Ramban is somewhat unclear. If you really hold that it's rabbinic, then what do you do with the Mishnah and Makos saying you're getting Malkos for it? So the Meiri can save you. I brought you the Meiri in Source Chaf, in which he says, he doesn't say that it's rabbinic, he says there are no Malkos. He says the Gemara there in Makos is talking about Mechapeh, covering seeds, as seen in the Gemara's discussion, and that's only liable under Zoreya. Covering seeds is Zoreya, not Choresh. I want to come back to that when we talk about the Rambam. So don't get hung up on that now, you'll have to get hung up on it later. But what we're saying here is, most Rishonim say, like the sources that I brought, it's De'oraisa. Rash, Tosos, Ritva, Ramban ala Torah. There is this Ramban in Makos, which the Shara Melech thinks is saying it's De'rabanan. Again, I'm not convinced, but there is that possibility. Most Achronim also say it's De'oraisa. The Prichadash, and his Mayim Chaim on Shemitah V'Yovel Aleph says it, the Shar HaMelech on Aleph says it, the Chazon Ish says that it's De'oraisa in Yud Ches Gimel. I brought it for you on the sheet in Source Chaf Aleph. Ha'ikar D'Charisha Min HaTorah L'Kulei Alma Tzadi Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Kol Shekem B'Shvi'is Atzma, right? If it's Aser before, it's Aser certainly during. And he even quotes you that Ramban in Parashas Mishpatim for good measure. There is a Tosfos Yom Tov who assumes it's De'rabanan. He thinks that it's Divrei Sofrim, and I don't know what he's talking about. But there is that Tosfos Yom Tov. He even thinks the Rambam says so. Well, the problem, in fact, is the Rambam, because the Rambam sends mixed signals. At first glance, we're good. The Rambam says it's Delraisa. Take a look at Source Chaf Gimel. Mitzvahs asei lishbos me'avodas ha'aretz v'avodas ha'ilin b'shana shviyas. There is a biblical mitzvah of not working the land, not working the trees during Shemitah. Pasuk says, v'shavsa ha'aretz shabbas l'ashem, mitzvahs asei, the land shall halt. Then Amar, and it also says, b'charish v'katz your tishbos, you shall halt your plowing and you shall halt your harvesting. So it's de'oraisa. So, isn't that clear? And if you're going to try to tell me no, because Choresh isn't listed as one of the four biblical malachos, which the Rambam goes on to mention, Zoreya, Kotzer, Zomer, Botzer, that doesn't work either. Because if, in fact, you'll tell me that this pasuk, Becharishu Bakatsir Tishbos, does not refer to plowing in Shemitah, then either you're like Rabbi Yishmael, and it refers to Shabbos and the Omer, or Shemitah and the Omer, maybe, or he's going to be talking about Tosefes, like Rabbi Akiva. He must mean Choresh as well. Another piece of evidence that the Rambam says it's De'oraisa is found in Source Chaf Daled, where the Rambam brings you the halakha that I mentioned before about the 10 trees. And he says explicitly, you're only allowed to plow a field with 10 trees before Shemitah, but not anything else, because halakha l'moshe misinai. So, if plowing is, it would be mutter, right? Why would I need a halacha l'moshe misinai heter, right? That's obviously so. By the way, complete side note, we're not going to discuss, but I just want to point it out. The Derech Emuna in the Bir Halacha on this first halacha in the Rambam notes the possibility that the assay of Vishavsa Ha'aretz should be replaced by Ubashanashvi is Shabbat Shabbaton. But that's a whole other discussion. It's not plowing related. Okay, so far the Rambam thinks this De'oraisa. I'm good. Aleph, he brought me Becharish Shabbatzir Tishbos. Gimel, hey, he mentioned the Halacha Moshe Misinai about plowing before Shemitah. What could be wrong? Well, three things could be wrong. Problem number one is that the Rambam brought me the wrong pasuk. Becharish Shabbatzir Tishbos is not about this. Rabbi Akiva told you it's about Tosefes. Rabbi Yishmael told you it's about cutting the Omer. So what did you bring me this pasuk for? So the Rikurkus is very entertaining. If you take a look at Source Chavhei, he brings you four answers, although the fourth one seems to be the first one rehashed, or just redone a little bit. It's already 11:14, so I'm going to say it outside of the text, but I broke it down for you. Like, you should really look at it. In Chavhei, I tried to bullet point it and bold things, and it's very pretty. Chavhei and Chavav. The first answer of the Rikurkus is, you're right, it's true, this pasuk isn't so relevant, but the Rambam wanted to use that pasuk because it says Charisha explicitly. The Rambam wanted to include a pasuk that actually used the word choresh. So that's why he used it. His second answer is, everyone actually uses bechorish for plowing in Shemitah. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael were not debating bechorish. They were debating the word bekatsir. That's the one. If you take a look at the words I bolded, you can see it. Demilas charish, letzara charish b'shvi es gufa huda asa. Charish is there for that. Their whole discussion was about bekatsir, which like nobody else said when they read that Gemara, but that's the Rikurkas thing. He's a Rishon. He can say things like that. And then his third answer is, even if I reject Rabbi Akiva's statement that you learn Tosefes, and I take Rabbi Yishmael's approach, he says, Becharish is still there for Shemitah. He says, look at the words I bolded. Da'ad kan lo dachkinan Rabbi Akiva, elo b'may deka'amar, deshnei prakam havu min ha-Torah. We're rejecting Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael's rejecting Rabbi Akiva when he said that Tosefes Shvius is da'oraisa. However, when he says the pasuk can't be talking about this, No, that still can. B'milas b'charish l'charisha b'shvias b'katsir lavar alav ba'asei acher, as he continues to say. That's his approach. And then his fourth approach is, and I brought this fourth approach in Source Chavav, is to say that the Rambam realizes the drasha is not from this pasuk. But he really likes this pasuk, and this goes back to what he had said about using the word choresh there. It's more explicit, and therefore he uses it, and he says, the Rambam does that a lot. It's actually worth seeing it, because he says that. If you look at Chavav, this is totally not the way anyone learns Rambam today. He says, Kol ze kasamti l'rabcha demilsa. My first three answers are just expanding upon this whole thing. She lashon rabbeinu bedavka v'aliba dehilchasa. In order to make sure that you can read the Rambam as being very precise and accurate. Umikomakom kvar kasafti pamim rabos she'en rabbeinu bedakti parayos ubedrashos hapsukim. He says the Rambam really isn't all that careful about bringing you drashos and proofs from sukim. Don't be medayik in the Rambam, he says. Which, again, like you feel like fire should explode from the screen as I say that. Like Mickey just logged out when I said that. but it's the Rikorkos, he's a Rishon. The Derech Amuna brings this idea from the Rikorkos as well. And you could even use this to help with the Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger was really bothered. It's Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Tosfos Yom Tov in Perek Beis Mishnah Beis in Shvius. He asks how the Rambam can quote this pasuk when in Perek Gimel the Rambam is going to say that Tosefes is halacha l'Moshe Misinai and just for the time of the Beis Hamikdash. So how could he quote this pasuk? And his answer is, yeah, the pasuk is lavdafka. We could answer that the pasuk is lavdafka. But in any case, this is all resolving one problem, right? Problem number one was you brought me the wrong pasuk. Problem number two in the Rambam is source Chav Zayin. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, why do they permit all of these acts that are involved in protecting trees? I added the words that are in brackets. Shem lo yashke, because if you don't permit irrigation, the land will be destroyed, all the trees will die. And since the prohibition is only rabbinic, lo gazru al elu, they did not prohibit these things. She'ein aser min ha-Torah la-osan shnei avos u'shtei toldos shalahem k'mo shebiyarnu. The only things the Torah prohibits are the two avos, I helpfully put them in brackets, zirik-tzira, and the two toldos, zmira and bitzira. And that's it, he says. Nothing else is aser mide oraisa, so writes the Rambam. Oops. What about Choresh? Isn't that a problem? So the Rikorkas writes in Source Chavches that the answer is he's only excluding toldos that are involved in growing fruit. But he's not excluding other toldos. And he's not excluding other avos. It's only that which is involved in growing produce and only toldos that are involved in growing produce. You can see it there in Source Chavches, and the Chazon Ish in Yud Ches Gimel brings this, and the Derech Amuna brings it in Shemitah V'Yovel Aleph Beis. That seems to be the consensus. So we can do away with that problem. The most interesting problem, though, is the third one. And that is from the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel Halacha Dalet. In Chavtes, I brought you the Chazon Ish concurring with the Rikorkas' answer. But take a look at Source Lamed. The Rambam writes, He says, Zimira bechlal zriya ubitzira bechlal katzira. He says, pruning is included in planting seeds. Bitzira, harvesting the grapes, is included in harvesting the wheat. Valama pirtan akasuv, why does the Torah specify them? Lomar loch, why did the Torah spell them out? To say, al shtei toldos elu bilvadu chayiv. You're only liable for these toldos. Other toldos in working the land. Other avos that were not specified, you're not. But, avamakinoso makas mardus. For other things, you get makas mardus. Makas mardus is the type of lashes that a beis din gives for derabanans. And then look at his illustration in Source Dalet. Ketzad, can you give me an example of something that would get you makas mardus? Sure. Hachofer or hachoresh, letzarech hakarka. If you dig or you plow for the sake of the ground. Wait a minute. Makas mardus, derabanan. I don't understand. What in the world did you just do? You just demoted choresh. So this takes us back to our discussions about the definition of the act of plowing, as well as regarding watering and zoreya and you're working the land. The Rambam is sending mixed signals because there are different acts of, I'm sorry, zoreya when you're working the land. I didn't mean zoreya. I wrote the wrong word in my notes. I meant kotzer when you're working the land. The Rambam sends mixed signals because there are different acts of plowing. And not all of the acts of plowing fits the Torah's definition of choresh for this malacha. That's what's going on. I brought you in Source Lamed Aleph, the Mishpat Yuziel's presentation of the question, just because I like the way he laid it out. But in the interest of time, I'm going to skip it. You can read it. It's just, I mean, it's more or less what I said, but I like the way you presented it. But our first answer is indeed to look back at the wording of the Rambam. The Rambam wrote specifically, Hachofer or Hachoresh, Litzorech HaKarka, for the sake of the ground. So the Merkavas HaMishnah writes, in Source Lamed Beis, V'aklal de Pirkin Halacha Alef Harisha, he says, is in Isser, I think I added the word Isser, Isser Asei Devar Torah, Vim Avar V'Choresh B'Shvias Litzorech Zeria over Ba'asei. If you plow for the sake of planting seeds, then you violate an Asei. But Malkos is only going to come for actually planting the seeds. But if you plow during Shemitah for the sake of planting after Shemitah, that's what the Rambam meant by Litzorech HaKarka, Eino over ba'asei, ela da'asur miyas midivrei sofrim. Then it's only rabbinics. And the Merkavas HaMishnah says, when the Rambam is talking about it being litzorech hakarka, what he actually means is, for the sake of improving the land to plant after Shemitah. And that's a derabanan. As opposed to plowing in order to plant now, in Shemitah. That is the de'oraisa that the Rambam was referring to elsewhere, and that's what's asur under the Chochmah Shemisinai principle, or whatever principle you want to use. That's his distinction. The Radbaz is more elaborate. The Radbaz in the Tshuvos, the Lashonos HaRambam, on Shemitah V'Yovel Aleph Aleph. You can't just look at the Rambam on this. You have to look at the Tshuvos that are appended there. He gives you a parsing into three categories of plowing. The first kind, I'm going to say it outside the text, but you see it there in Lamed Gimel. The first kind is what the Rambam calls Letzarech HaKarka. Letzaken HaKarka. You're just improving the earth. And he says, that's the Derabanan. And that's when the Rambam said, you only get Makas Mardus for that. This goes back to our discussion again about Kotzer and Avodas Karka. He is saying that if you're Choresh to improve the land, that's only a Derabanan. And that would not seem to fit with the views that we brought that saved the Rambam, so to speak, right? In other words, this seems to support Rav Shlomo Zalman on Kotzer. Rav Shlomo Zalman said on Kotzer that if you are harvesting for the sake of working the land, that's only a derabanan. That's not a deoraisa. He had reasons for that which don't apply regarding plowing. Nonetheless, I would be hard-pressed to say the other way. I'd be hard-pressed to say that you're liable mi de'oraisa for harvesting that works the land, but not for plowing that works the land. That would seem to be odd. That's why I say that this supports Rav Shlomo Zalman's idea, because what the Radbaz is telling you is that plowing that's just to work the land is only a derabanan. Then he says plowing for mechape, for covering seeds, is zoreya. That's gonna be Zoraya. And it's gonna be biblically prohibited with the psukim that the Rambam brought, earlier in Aleph Aleph, and, you know, Bechar Shukat Tish, whatever psukim you wanna bring, the Asay and the Los Asay. But plowing for Mechape, for covering the seeds, is going to be called Zoraya. That was what we had the whole discussion about in the Gemara that I skipped, that whole interlude regarding Kilayim on Moikat and Beis Midbeis, and the debate, is it Mikayim Kilayim, is it Zoraya? We don't have the time to go into it right now, but I would recommend is seeing Chazon Ish in Zoraim Yuches Beis. I think that's useful in understanding Mechape and Zoraya for covering seeds. But that's what he's telling you. If you plow in order to cover the seeds, that's called Zoraya. And if you plow in order to help the trees grow, that's Zomer, a tolda of Zoraya, and biblically prohibited as well. And that's what the Rambam was trying to omit. Hang on, Rosami. That's what the Rambam was trying to omit. When the Rambam said in Aleph Dalet, I am excluding plowing for Avodas Haaretz, he says that's what the Rambam was excluding. He says, as opposed to Avodas Ha'ilan, which he says is going to be a De'oraisa. The Chazon Ish does not like this idea. The Chazon Ish in Yud Ches Aleph says, what are you talking about? He says, plowing trees is choresh, it's not noteya. They don't link it to Zoraya either. But that's the Chazon Ish. Sam, what were you going to say?
You're in trouble from the, through all these holes, right? The definition for all these holes is so precise and should be, that literally depends what type of thing you're pruning and exactly you're pruning it. But now you're going to tell me that actual choresh is Zomer. But no tolos are there, I just don't understand that. How can mechape be choresh if so many other things, if there is not choresh?
How could mechape be choresh? He's not. He's saying it's Zoraya. He's saying Mechape is Zoraya.
Fine. How can, if Oder is Derabanan, even though you're doing the exact same thing but with a slightly different implement, why would Mechape, which is a totally different form than Zoraya proper, be?
Yeah, I would love to be able to talk about Mechape. My problem is that's 11:26. I know, like, I'm with you. I just, yeah. We can discuss it if you want, morning Seder next week. This is all one school of thought, is to say that when the Rambam said what he said in Aleph Dalet, and he said that plowing, Litzarech HaKarka, is only Makas Mardus, that's one kind of plowing, not all kinds of plowing. There are two other answers that I'm going to give very quickly. The Derech Emuna, who says, no, it is a De'oraisa. It's just a De'oraisa without Malkos. And that's what I brought you in Lamed Daled. And Makas Mardus is actually a rabbinic enactment that all toldos, whether they get Malkos or not, De'oraisa should have Malkos Derabbanan. But it's Malkos Derabbanan that are instituted for a De'oraisa. That's the Derech Amunah's answer. And then finally, the Mishpatei Uziel in Source Lamed Vav. Mishpatei Uziel says, there are makas mardus for a deoraisa if some part of the iser has malkos, even if this part does not. What I think he means is to say, like his example is chatzi shir. If you violate certain biblical prohibitions but only do a partial shir, then you're not getting, the person who does that is not getting malkos. But I'll get makas mardus because there is supposed to be malkos for that iser, just not for this implementation of it. So I think what he means here is, other parts of Shemitah have Malkos, therefore Makas Mardus was instituted for the, for Choresh, even though it doesn't get Malkos. Because other parts of Shemitah get it. There's more to see. In Lamed Zayin, I brought you a source that I didn't get a chance to actually really read. I saw it though, it came up when I was searching for one of my sources that I wanted, and I think it's worth seeing. So at some point someone should really, you guys should really look at that. But in terms of Malkos, we do say indeed there are no Malkos de Oraisa for plowing. Remember we saw the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar in the Gemara in Moed Katan. And we saw the Rambam apply Makas Mardus for plowing that is Letzarech HaKarka, but not biblical Malkos. In practice, we say there are no Malkos del Raisa for plowing. The Meiri says the reason for that is because it's an Isser Aseh. That's why. From Bachari Shabakatsir Tishbos, and the Shara Melech is in that camp as well. He quotes the Ritva. the Chazon Ish says also there's no lav, so that's one reason there's no Malkos. And the Kesef Mishnah says there is no Malkos because we follow Rabbi Yochanan. Kesef Mishnah says, and I really wanted to talk about this, and I'm frustrated that I didn't get to, but nonetheless, if you read the Gemara Moed Katan, your instinct is to read Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar one way, but then you start reading it again, and you realize they never actually told you which one was Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Who was the one who said Malkos and who said no Malkos? So I don't know who was actually the one who said which. Rava, in that Gemara and Moed Katan, follows the view that there are no Malkos for the other Malachos. And if you read the Yerushalmi in Kilayim, Ches Aleph, the Yerushalmi concludes that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says, Ein Lokin. When you read the Bavli, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like Rabbi Lazar is the one who says Ein Lokin. But Yerushalmi, it's explicit. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says Ein Lokin. And the Kesef Mishnah says, we follow Rabbi Yochanan. So since we follow Rabbi Yochanan, there are no Malkos for plowing in Shemitah. Now, mind you, you have to be careful about which kind of plowing you're doing. Because again, the Radbaz thinks that if you plow to improve the seeds, then it's actually Zoreya. So you have to know which kind of plowing you're doing. But to sum up what we said in just a couple of sentences, because it's 11:30, what I hope we accomplished is getting confused. No, I hope what we accomplished is that, number one, watering can be plowing, can be improving the seeds. Nafgamina in terms of using water or fluids that are not helpful for the seeds. And the upshot, it seems, la halacha is that a person would be allowed to apply fluids that are not beneficial for the seeds if there are seeds there, following the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish and their statements here. Choresh really seems like a deoraisa. Based on all the different sources, the Gemara seems to think so. Whether you use Bechar Shabbat Katzer Tishbos, whether you use Halach L'Moshe Misinai, it seems like it should be considered a De'oraisa. Rishonim generally agree, although the Shaar HaMelech thinks the Ramban may not be so. And the Rambam himself seems to say it's a De'oraisa, and then we're just stuck resolving the mess that he left us to understand, possibly with Radbaz, distinguishing between different acts of Choresh, or these other answers that we offer, the Rechamun, the Mishpatei Uziel, to explain Makas Mardus and maintain the De'oraisa status. Bottom line is, De'oraisa, no Malkos, unless it gets recast as Zoreya. Thank you very, very much. I hand the baton over to Rosami. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Yeah.